are now listening to Next on Scene. Next on Scene is tomorrow's scene today, from up-and-coming products, designers, talent, musicians, celebrities, you name it, we want to showcase it. Are you next? Get Next on Scene with Jay-Z today. Welcome back to Next on Scene. It's your host, Jay-Z, and or Jackie Zook, however you want to remember me by. I am so excited to bring on an awesome woman entrepreneur today, the founder of Blue Monarch Skincare, Moj Brumby. So what is Blue Monarch? Blue Monarch's unique products never compromise on quality, feel, or function. They are made with all natural ingredients such as Persian rose and a various herb-infused oil, well, mixed oils, herb-infused, to create authenticity and natural and healthy skincare therapies. They also contain several more exotic all-natural ingredients from Europe and Asia that are formulated in innovative ways to increase the benefits of your skin. And we're so excited to have Moj on today as well because she has recently launched her Kickstarter and she's trying to get her brand to the next level. And we are so honored to work with her and showcase her today. So stay tuned for Moj. All right, everybody, I officially have Moj Brumby on the line, the fabulous founder of Blue Monarch Skincare. Hi, Moj, how are you today?
Hi, Jackie. Good. Thanks for having me.
Oh, my God. So excited to have you and discuss your new amazing Kickstarter. I usually do a little bit of an introduction before you come on the line. So congratulations on that. I'm so excited to share that with our listeners in a little bit. So tell us all about what inspired you to start a skincare line.
A few years ago, I read a couple of articles about skincare and the chemicals in skincare products that cause cancer, especially breast cancer. And I started looking into the ingredients and learning more about them. I was really scared using anything, to be honest with you. And so I started making things for myself because I didn't want to use anything else. Before that, I always bought whatever that looked good, smelled good, and the lady at the store told me about it, I would buy it.
Why not, right? Yeah.
Exactly.
Right.
But after I learned about the ingredients and what they cause, I thought to myself, my health is worth a lot more than these skincare products. And I don't want to, I eat healthy, I exercise, I do all the right things. I don't want to later on regret not looking into what I'm putting on my skin, especially that it takes 26 seconds for what you put on your skin to get in your bloodstream.
Which is crazy.
It is.
Yeah.
So that's how I started. I made everything for myself. I did research. I took courses for about herbs and their benefits, their side effects, and everything you can imagine. And I did a lot of research. And I come from a family that my grandma, my aunts, they always made everything. They had a remedy for everything. So I used some of those remedies as well. And
it all came together. So tell us how the name Blue Monarch came about. I know you and I chatted about it the other day. It's an incredible story.
Thank you. Yeah, it is. I love butterflies, especially monarch butterflies. They are so gorgeous, and they travel hundreds of miles from Mexico to Monterey, California every November. That was fascinating to me.
Like, right. Like, delicate. Who knew they could travel that far, right?
I know.
Yeah.
They're, like, so delicate, so tiny and beautiful at the same time, so strong that they travel so far away and, you know, like, women. We
right.
are delicate. We are beautiful, but we're tough.
So true. I mean, I love it. And blue, why the Blue Monarch specifically?
Blue is my favorite color. And the Blue Monarchs, actually, they are, it's just a beautiful color.
Yeah. I'm totally in agreement with you. I love blue. I think it's such it's an earthy color too, you know?
Yes.
So absolutely. I totally agree with that. So what was the first product you ever made for yourself? Like what goes, I mean, obviously don't give us like all the, you know, all your tricks and whatever, but when it came to creating your first product, how long did that take you and what was it?
It took a while, but, I did make the body oil. That was my first thing that I made. And then I made the salve because my husband has a very dry skin, and he always had dry patches on his face, and especially around his nose and his eyebrows. It was, and nothing worked.
Crazy.
No matter what, even doctors prescribed, nothing worked. He always had that, like, red, flaky skin. And so I made a salve for him, and it works, and he looks good now.
That's all that matters, right? That he looks good now, and it worked. That's a positive. I love it. Yes. Love it. Yeah. So when it comes to body oils, you know, I even get fascinated by this, but, like, how often should you be using that?
I have a normal to dry skin myself, mm-hmm. and every time I take a shower and I'm still wet, I put the body oil on.
Interesting. And, okay. Yeah, so you do it just kind of like out of the shower to just kind of maintain your skin, right. Like, so it's not as dry, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because if you don't, over time, you see stretch marks here and there, and you see your skin is not happy, and
right.
It doesn't look fresh. So, yeah.
No, it's
you
so true.
You've got to always, all over your body, always take care of it. Because most people just take care of their face, not their hands, not their neck, not the décolleté. You know, if you want to prevent early, like, premature aging, you got to take care of your whole body.
So true. Good advice. Good advice, Moj. That was good. So what is your biggest seller this season right now? What's trending? Because obviously we've talked about body oil, but are there other things that are really selling a lot?
Other than the SPF.
Oh,
because
true.
Of the summer, they right. really sell a lot. Believe it or not, the face oil, the face serum for men, mm-hmm. I started selling a lot of that. And it's, you don't think about it, but it looks like men are getting into taking care of themselves too.
Right. That's really good though, yeah. right?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And so I took my husband's advice and made sure he doesn't smell girly.
Yeah. So. Hey, that's smart because now it's unisex because it's true. A guy's not going to want to wear a girly scent, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. So, of course, congratulations on your Kickstarter. So tell us, you know, the breakdown of all the things you're offering, because I know you're giving exclusive deals right now on your products. And what are the goals with your Kickstarter campaign?
So on Kickstarter, our product are at discount. We never discount our product because the price is already low for something that is totally natural, chemical-free, cruelty-free, and they're all, almost all of them, made in small batches, and we never discount.
Mm-hmm.
But on Kickstarter right now, there is a discount, so you can get a few products. And so what we're doing, we are helping Leaping Bunny. We are Leaping Bunny certified, which is a company, organization that they're fighting against animal cruelty.
Which I love personally. Love it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. And a lot of big corporations, they say they are cruelty-free, but what they mean is the finished product is cruelty-free.
Mm-hmm.
But they do test their ingredients on animals. We don't. We don't test on animal at all. So we are helping. We donate to Leaping Bunny for their fight. And also, there is an orphanage in Puerto Rico that I visited myself a few times. There are 12 girls there. And as you know, Puerto Rico, it's really suffering economically.
Totally. And, well, since the hurricane, yeah.
Yeah, even before that. So it's so these girls, they're 12 girls, ages 1 to 18. And I want to build them an herb garden. I want to start an English language program for them. None of them speak English. And also teach them skills, different things. There's
right.
a girl there, she's 19 years old now. But she doesn't have a place to go. She doesn't have a job. And so Sister Mirna, who runs the place, told me she doesn't have the heart to kick her out. What is she going to do?
Right.
She doesn't know anything. So I want to start a program to help them. I already sent them lotions and soaps and whatever I can, basically. So that's the goal. When we meet our goal on Kickstarter, a portion of it will be going toward that, helping the girls at Hoger Orphanage.
Yeah, I love that. That's so awesome. I love when companies, especially, you know, being a woman-owned business, building your thing from the ground up, like, it's so nice to give back when you can, you know? It's really rewarding to do that. So cool.
Yeah, I believe in paying forward, giving back to the community. I believe in that.
Me too.
Know, especially, you know, a lot of people go outside of the country to, you know, do charity. I believe there are so many people who need help in United States. So that's what I'm doing.
I'm totally in agreement with you. I love it. Absolutely love it. So how can people donate to the Kickstarter? When is the deadline so that our listeners know?
So we have 24 days left.
Mm-hmm.
And basically it's not totally donating because they will be getting products for whatever money they give to the Kickstarter, to our project. So, but we have people, they want to do more or less. It's totally fine. You can find our page. It's Blue Monarch Beauty Product on Kickstarter. If you search it, it will come up. And do whatever you can. And I'll make sure to send pictures and everything from whatever we do.
Yeah, please do, guys. It's such a great product. I'm loving the anti-aging cream, by the way, Moj. It's so, so great. I love it. So I just wanted to put that out there. So yeah, everyone, her products are incredible. I definitely recommend that you check them out for sure. So cool.
Yeah,
so
one is a popular one. It's very light, especially in summer.
Right.
People like something that absorbs immediately.
Right. And like you were saying, it's always good to be preventative. Start now. Why not take care of your skin sooner rather than later? So everybody needs to get on that if you're listening today. So let's play a little game time. So we get to know Moj outside of work. This is going to be fun. You could answer them however you want. There's no, you know, timeline. This is just a fun way for people to get to know you. So first question, tell us something you have to do in your daily routine.
Obviously, my skincare routine.
Of course,
I
of
have
course.
To do it.
But what is Moj's skincare routine? Like, tell us, break it down for us.
I wash my face and I tone it. And sometimes when I get up really early and I'm still sleepy, I just mist it over my face. And I do my face cream, eye cream, and every time, whatever I put on my face, I put on my neck and my décolleté, my hands. And without it, I can't even get out of my room. Without this, I feel like there is this huge thing is missing.
Out of your day. So, totally.
Yes.
Totally. Well, I would hope that that would be so valid, especially because you have your own line. So it would make sense that that's something you have to do daily. Love the breakdown.
Exactly.
Yeah. So what is your guilty pleasure on television and why?
Oh, God. So I don't get to watch TV much these days, but I used to watch Cops. And even now, if I get a chance, I watch it.
Why not? You know, they have I don't know if it's the same show. They have something called, like, Live Cops, where you can see things go down live in, like, Indiana, like, in the Midwest. It is hysterical. Mm-hmm. If you like that kind of stuff, it's actually pretty entertaining. So,
yeah,
something to check out.
And for a while, I watched Say Yes to the Dress. Don't tell anybody.
So cute. Why wouldn't you? I love that show. It's so nice to see people happy, you know, when they're picking, you know, one of the biggest dresses they have to wear in their life. That's so exciting.
I know. I love the part that they, you know, the family, everybody has an opinion. That
right.
Part was
true.
My favorite, not
that is a good point.
Part of it.
Yeah. That's a really good. Right. Because it's the drama that keeps the show going. Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Love that. Who is someone that you admire in the skincare world and why?
In skincare world, I don't have anybody. Maybe Chanel. She started. I love the stuff she said. You know that how you gotta take care of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
How you know if you believe you're beautiful. You look beautiful.
It's so true.
You know,
I love her quotes. I have to agree with you on that. She is, I mean, how old is her business? She clearly knows what she's doing, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. No, that's so awesome. And then my last question is, if you can travel anywhere in the world that you haven't been yet, where would it be and why?
So I haven't been to Italy yet.
No way.
Yeah, that's a place I want to go to. I got so close. I was in Geneva. I was tempted to go, but I had to come back. That's one place I want to go to. And but inside the country, I love traveling inside U.S. It's such a gorgeous place, and you'll be amazed. You drive north, south, east, wherever you go, you see something totally different.
So true.
And one of the places that I love, you have no idea how that place makes me feel, and I want to go back, is Moab.
Where's that?
Moab is in Utah.
Cool.
And there is a place, there is a lodge that it's like next to Colorado River. And these red rocks reflect into the river, especially at, you know, sunset. It's the most beautiful thing you can see. And it's very peaceful around there. I love it. I love Moab.
Well, they have a lot of national parks around there, right?
Yes, three of them, actually. I saw three of them. You have to go with a guide because you can easily get lost.
Right. But, no one wants that.
Yeah.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, in that heat.
Right.
Especially. Yeah, it's a beautiful place. Again, I've drove cross country a couple of times, and I love it. I love Devil's Tower. It is very sacred, as you know, for the Native Americans.
And where is that? Oh, my God, you're filling me in on all this cool stuff.
Yeah, I think it is in South Dakota. It's actually the first national monument.
Wow.
Not everybody knows that.
Cool fact of the day, everyone, right? That's awesome.
Yes. Yeah, and you see that, you see signs of, you know, the Native American, they have, like, they tie a little cloth to the tree. It's some sort of a prayer. And you see colorful cloth tied to the trees around the Devil's Tower. It's very beautiful. It's gorgeous to visit.
Oh my God, cool. I'm going to look into all these things when we're done with our episode. This is cool. That's one of my goals, to do cross country. It sounds like it's amazing.
Yeah, I want to take a picture with the welcome sign of every single state. So far, I have 37 pictures.
Oh my God, Moj, that is awesome.
Yeah, and they have their slogan on it. I love it.
That is freaking awesome. Wow, you're not that far away from seeing it all.
Yep.
That is like, right. How long did it take you to collect all of those pictures and signs?
Oh, it takes time, years.
Yeah,
actually.
I'm sure that's true.
You know?
Yeah, but that's really impressive.
Yes, thank you.
Such cool stuff. Awesome. Well, everybody definitely needs to check out Blue Monarch. Moj, tell everyone again all your social media channels, your website, and how they can find you on Kickstarter.
So we are on Facebook as Blue Monarch USA, is actually the same on Twitter and Instagram. On Facebook, it is Blue Monarch, a healthy lifestyle company. And on Kickstarter, as I said, you can look up Blue Monarch Beauty Product, and it will bring it up for you.
Love it. And I also do want to bring on, because I have some international listeners, that you have your brand in, like, Egypt. Can you talk about that really briefly?
Yes, we're in Egypt, in UK. Now, last week, we got an interest from Italy. We shipped our product there.
So cool.
They want to be distributing it there and Canada.
Amazing. Amazing stuff. Yep. Congratulations on that. That's so awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, Moj, it's been so fun to have you today. Thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Of course. And everyone, thanks so much for listening to Next On Scene. Be sure to check out Blue Monarch now, and definitely be sure to check out the Kickstarter before it's up. And stay tuned for who's next on scene. Thanks so much for tuning in to Next On Scene. Are you next? We want to hear from you. Get in touch with us at getseen@jzsocialenterprises.com. Get social with us at JZ Social Enterprises on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And are you next? Don't forget, we want to hear from you. Stay tuned for who's next on scene.